Patrick Sanye lost a four-year-old and a three-week-old in the fire. Even though the first fire truck was on the scene in about 3 minutes and more arrived shortly after, he says firefighters didn't do their job.
You didn't do nothing because you sat there and let the kids burn into ashes. Four kids, you sat there. How can you sit there as a fire people and let people escape through the windows? Eight-year-old little babies escaped through the windows. They ran to the fire station. So how was you there in 3 minutes and people escaped into the window, the house window, running on themselves? You're supposed to go in there and rescue them.
Don Dennis is president of the Liberian Association of Pennsylvania. He says their community needs a liaison with police and fire officials.
We, the community, feel disconnected from the police district within that area. Maybe it is our fault we are not identifying with them, or maybe they're not reaching out to us, or we're not reaching out to them. But what can we do to be able to help one another?
Liberian Ambassador Jeremiah Salunte has a lot of questions about the fatal fire.
Was it something that would have been prevented? What actions were taken? What was the timing for that? Because our concern is, how can we prevent such a thing from happening going forward?
Members of Philadelphia City Council say they're considering holding hearings. The cause of the blaze is still under investigation. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.